Okay, I would like to start speaking about the Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick's film. According to Martin Scorsese, one of Stanley Kubrick's pictures are equivalent to 10 of everybody else's movies. How was that you get this part in the movie, and what did you ask Stanley Kubrick in this in your part in this in your film?
Well, how I got this part, I had an audition. As many actors in the world at that time wanted to be in Stanley Kubrick's film. So I did audition and he liked this and he gave me this part. After that we met on a set first time, and then I started to shoot these scenes. I had three scenes in a film, but one scene he cut it from the film. So I was shooting three scenes for 2 months, and it was a wonderful experience. I had really great time shooting 2 months with Stanley Kubrick. I felt that somehow that I'm not in studio, you know, on a set. I had an expression that I was in some kind of laboratory of Stanley Kubrick, you know, film laboratory. It was really strange. What else I can say about this? You know what? When you are working with such a great man and such a wonderful director, then somehow there are not enough words to explain this and to describe this experience. You know, if we say very simple words like, you know, I'll never forget this, or it was the best in my career, what's happened, you know. It's true, but it's not enough, you know, to explain something about him. He was really special.
Okay, thank you very much. What transformed you in a professional? Because we know that you are not you didn't act only in films, but in theater, for example, you are even a writer. What transformed you in a professional?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an actor. It's my strongest, strongest talent. Is it a good word? And then, you know, but I just like to think about art, that if you are somehow in special touch with art, then you can't try to do something else, something different, you know, not only acting. So I was director too in theater. I directed about 12 performances, and I worked in theater too. And as you said, yeah, I published three books of poetry in my language, in Croatian language. Also nowadays I'm a musician too, and I'm a singer. Tomorrow we have a concert. This is my son Danilo, and he's playing guitar on my concert, and he's also film director. This is Nina, my daughter, one of my daughters. I have four daughters and a son, and she has a part in this Ferdinando Gnani's film also. And music is also important for me. Tomorrow we have, as I said, a concert in Opatija, rock concert, yeah. And it's boring to be only in one road. I like to do more.
Especially if you're an artist and you are.
Yeah.
Okay. according to my opinion, there are parts an actor is born to play. For example, in Clockwork Orange, there is Alex, Malcolm McDowell, and his drugs. And he was selling milk in a bar, okay? Yes. Elaborated, enriched milk. In Ice White Shout, there is Milich selling his son to friends. According to you, to your opinion, does good and evil come in the same package in your performance?
Sorry? Good and evil doesn't come in the same package.
Good
and evil. Evil.
I know. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but you know what? He has always evils in his films, you know? Remember this evil in Shiny?
No?
What's his name?
Huh?
What's his name? Name of this actor? Nicholson, yeah. Yeah, Shiny, yeah.
Shining,
yeah. That's yeah. He always has these evils, but Milich is not the only one evil in this film, no. There are a few of them. Who knows? I mean, maybe Tom Cruise character is also evil. Who knows? I think somehow I love this film. I love this film, and I think it's a very important film. I met people who love film so much, you know. I mean, a lot of people said to me that it's the most important film they've seen ever. And some people also telling me that it's not a good film, and they were surprised. They said, "We are surprised how that Kubrick did such a bad film." It's funny thing, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, about this is that my God, none of these things is not right, you know. It is one of the Kubrick's films, you know. That's it. He was so big and so great director that he has rights on his dreams, you know. Then you can't compare this with another film similar with this, you know. No, it's one of his dreams. So it depends on you, you know, how you like it, or do you like it or not, you know? But I think that's a question how people recognize themselves in this film. So many people, I think, is afraid of this, what they've seen.
I would like to move forward quoting another sentence by Stanley Kubrick, and he said some time ago, in movies you don't try and photograph the reality, but you try and photograph the photograph of reality. I would like to refer to the Ilario Salpi's film. Do you think that Ilario Salpi's movies, in this film, the real effect leading to her death and Miriam Rovantin's death, have been sidetracked somehow? Or left apart?
That's good.
You know, sidetracked or left apart.
You know, in Italy there is a big debate about what was going on in Somalia at that time, so.
Well, I think this film is, I mean, it's hard to compare with any film. Is hard to compare with Stanley Kubrick's films, you know. But when you are talking about this film, we can talk about some nice and brave film. What young director Ferdinando Gnani wanted to do. This is a story about two young journalists, people who died because they wanted to follow their mission, you know. They wanted to follow their thoughts, why they choose this profession. And somehow we have to be proud of such people like Ilario Alpi and Miran Hrovatin, who died for truth. And of course it's always difficult to show this in a film. Their story must be much stronger. But I think that Ferdinando chose very good way how to do this. Somehow I had a feeling when we were shooting that he was making like half documentary film. I mean, Americans, they would make completely different film on the same subject, you know. Oh, they will, you know, invent something very interesting, you know. And I love this way how Ferdinando was doing this. He wanted to be honest and simple. So I really felt that we are shooting documentary film. And yeah, and I'm really waiting to see now was I right or not.
Okay, about director's cut, my preferred film, about Prague Duet. You were Jim Colmar, a man, a rude man if you want, who fell in love with an American, yeah. And whose father was responsible in involving mass death during the Nazi time. You seem acting with outstanding intensity, and that impressed me very much. Did you have any kind of involvement in that movie, in that part? In a personal involvement.
You know what? Well, I love this story. Roger Simon, who wrote this this script and who directed this, I remember he called me one day. I was in Prague at that time, shooting The Saint, and he called me and he said how much he loved my performance in Before the Rain, and then he said that he's writing a script for me. And then I got script and I was really surprised, you know. It was really good script and I loved this. Yes, I can tell you, I recognize myself in such kind of films, because all my history, I mean, all my life in my country, with this awful war, what's happened in former Yugoslavia, you know, and all my destiny is somehow similar with some stories like Prague Duet and such films, you know, which are talking about war situations, about refugees, about terrible world, you know, and about this nationalism what we are watching right now, you know. And we are witness of this new war in Iraq right now, and watching these poor people dying, you know, and better to stop me because I'll tell something very much against America.
Unfortunately, we have to conclude this interview. In a previous interview, you said that there are some certain similarities between the role as Miriam Rovatin and the role you perform in Remarkable Before the Rain. Could you elaborate on this point more?
Yeah, because both of these guys, Alexander, I played in Before the Rain, and Miriam Rovatin, they were war reporters. So they were in the war, they were brave guys, you know. And Alexander was wounded in Somalia, yeah. I forgot, but I remember that he was wounded, yeah. And at the end, he got killed in Macedonia from his relatives. But yeah, there are some similarity because it's a story about brave guys, you know. They are really tough and brave guys, and Alexander and Miriam Rovatin, yeah.
In your spare time, you are a writer, as you said before.
Yeah.
You write books of poetry. Which of your role in more than, I think, 50 films you have performed, you represent that your role represent your poetry side?
You know what? I did more than 100 films actually, and I did many different characters. I played, especially when I was young, I played mostly, you know, heroes in my country, on TV or in film. But I'm so proud that I was shooting with one of the most important and the most wonderful Yugoslavian film director, Živojin Pavlović. I did five films with him, and I felt that I was his soldier, you know, and that he was my general. At that time in Yugoslavia, in this Yugoslavian socialism, you know, we had a freedom, and I love this country, you know. But sometimes we had, you know, this socialism, you know, communism, you know, and they didn't like two democratic movements, you know, too much, let's say, liberty in our films and critics. And Živojin Pavlović was one of these guys, very brave and very clever, and he was all time, you know, talking about bad things in socialism. So he was in one of the most important director in black wave in Yugoslavia film.